Hello and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for today, Wednesday, 31st of August. I'm your podcast host, Christy Moffat, and today I'm joined by ISIS Markets editor, John Dietrich. Hi, John.
How are you?
Doing well. Today we're talking about the US acetone market. John, what's happening there?
Well, I think in the largest sector, which is the barge acetone sector, which typically goes into methyl methacrylate production, although some of it does go into bisphenol A production, and there are a couple of other solvent producers who buy on a barge level. But that that monthly contract looks to be the first split settlement when it's finally done that I've seen in the 6 years that I've been at ISIS. I've covered acetone for about 3 to 4 of them.
And what do you mean by split settlement?
So what typically happens in that contract market is that once one producer and one buyer have agreed to a number, almost everybody follows suit because nobody wants to give their competitors an advantage. You know, no buyer wants to say, well, I'll give, you know, my producer an extra half a cent or something this month because that'll give their MMA producer competitors, you know, a leg up and whatnot. So once two parties have agreed, everybody kind of falls in line. And you see that in a lot of kind of formalized contract settlements. What looks to have happened this month is that one settlement was agreed to about a week and a half ago at 33¼ cents per pound. And since then, the key feedstock for acetone refinery grade propylene has spiked by like 3-4 cents a pound, and it's still climbing. And so late last week, another settlement was reported at 33.75 cents per pound. So now you've got two different agreements to cover August, and we're still waiting on a couple more to come in. So we could actually have like a range. It could be a 33.25, a 33.50, and a 33.75 that we see for the month of August. That I've never seen anything like that in my time covering acetone.
So what does that mean for September?
So what that actually means is we're probably going to have a repeat because the parties that settled at 33.25, that producer has now sort of, you know, obviously left some money on the table to a degree, and they're definitely not getting as much margin as other producers. And that buyer will probably recognize that. And so it's very likely that with, you know, feedstock prices continuing to spike, we will see another increase in September. But, you know, that pair that reached the first settlement, I would not be surprised if they reached another split settlement slightly higher than the rest of the market for September to kind of, you know, balance the scale. So we could see consecutive split settlements, which I have seen in another market in propylene. There was one month where the polymer grade and chemical grade delta, which is almost always fixed at 1.5 cents per pound, widened and became 2 cents per pound one month and then narrowed back again to 1.5 cents the next month just because of what was going on. So it means we could see another split settlement in September to kind of balance everything out.
So that's barge acetone, but mm-hmm. What's happening with truck acetone?
So right now in the truck market, big prices are moving up as they are in the barge market. You've got a couple price increase announcements out there from the major producers and a couple distributors. The market has been very tight because we had some turnarounds in the May, June, maybe a little bit in April time period. And so that sort of depleted inventories. And then there were some major feedstock delivery issues in July because the Colorado River was too high for deliveries to get from Corpus Christi to the rest of the country. And so we had some production issues, not related to the plants not being able to run, but related to the plants not having enough of the cumene feedstock to turn where they needed to. So acetone tightened further. And now we're still seeing a lot of tight supply. I think the expectation had been that by the end of August, the market would sort of balance itself out, but that hasn't happened. So now the truck and rail guys who are kind of, you know, second at the trough, the barge guys are larger buyers. They're always contracted. The truck and rail guys, some of them have contracts, so I mean they're still getting what they, you know, what they're allowed to take based on their contracts. Others kind of take a more flexible approach and assume that there's always going to be material somewhere, and so they don't have rigid contracts. And, you know, those guys are kind of struggling at times to source the acetone that they need. So we've seen prices in the Gulf have been at a bit of a premium to the Midwest, which is surprising because the Midwest has had a couple more production issues than the Gulf has had. But we're really going to start to see that narrow, although, you know, last week when everybody else was in the high 30s or low 40s in the Midwest on truck acetone, truck and rail acetone, there was a 34 cents per pound number being quoted on the same Incoterms as everybody else, which, I mean, just made no sense. Nobody knows what they're doing, where they got that kind of acetone, why they would offer so much below kind of the market when there's plenty of demand because of the tight supply. So as usual, kind of the truck and rail market is a bit messy, a bit sloppy, is what a couple people have said, but generally trending higher. And I think we'll start to see a firming of prices in the low, maybe to mid 40s on a pre-discount delivered basis.
Okay. So Asian imports, what's happening with those? And, you know, I mean, how much we'll see the open market?
So there's a big load. There was a load ordered around late June, July of about 12,000 to 15,000 tons in various parcels. It wasn't one big load. It was you know, a couple parcels that totaled about 12,000 to 15,000 tons, and that should be arriving or has arrived, you know, parts of it in the U.S. The the problem, as I've kind of heard, is that, you know, that's not a trader bringing it in and then selling it to everybody. You know, I've heard part of that parcel is going to a direct consumer, you know, for their plants. But I've also heard that a lot of it is going to a couple of distributors who actually owe acetone to a couple of U.S. producers and to some of their customers. And so this is really just hitting the customer, their customer market. It's not just kind of going out there, you know, on the open market for anybody, the merchant market, as it were. So although, you know, that is, on the whole, you add, you know, 12,000 to 15,000 tons of supply that is going to ease things, it's not the same as someone, a trader bringing in 12 to 15 KT and then starting to kind of sell it and having people, you know, bid for it. Most of this is already spoken for. So I don't think it'll have quite the price impact that 12 to 15,000 tons would normally have if parts of it were, you know, available for everyone. So, I mean, I'm sure this will, you know, some customers who have been maybe a little desperate in August and were therefore at the top end of like the truck and rail range, now they're getting some contractual stuff, so they won't be quite as needy for a product. But I mean, it's still, we're still going to see a tight market in September, and I think we're still going to see pricing move up.
Okay. And I mean, overall, what has been the bigger driver for price increases? Tight supply or higher RGP?
Right now, I would say it's actually the RGP has overtaken the tight supply. You know, we did have that. We've had that situation. We've had kind of low inventories. Everyone is looking to build, but RGP prices have spiked in the last, you know, 2 weeks. I think we were in the low 20s in mid-August, and now, you know, this week we saw a trade for September, which was done in August, like a day or two ago, but it was for 32 cents per pound. So I'd imagine when September takes over as the front month, we'll still be seeing pricing in the 30 cents. And this is all, the spike in RGP is mostly being driven by polymer grade. That is, the polymer grade guys are having some production issues and some supply tightness, and so they're buying RGP to make into PGP. And the PGP has also been tight, and so the PGP price has spiked, and RGP has followed it up. You know, they're not going to leave that kind of margin. They're not going to let the gap between the two widen any further than they need to. And so, you know, obviously this is something that's entirely unrelated to acetone. It's not as though acetone demand is driving this huge spike in RGP, but these costs have kind of have to get you know, passed on through, because margins are still a bit of a challenge, especially because the barge acetone contract that we talked about at the beginning was up about 1.25 to now 1.75 cents per pound, and that's their biggest single volume of sales is their barge contracts. And like I said, RGP is up about, you know, 3 to 4 cents a pound easy. So you take the factor, you take about 60% of that, you're still looking at an increase easily of, you know, 2 cents a pound to maybe 2.5 for the feedstock cost that the acetone producers are having to absorb. And so the not getting it on the barge level just puts more pressure on them to get a lot more of it in September. But like I said, there was one barge agreement that was hit in the first half of the month, and RGP really spiked in the second half. And so, you know, I'm sure that first agreement sort of tethered what any further agreements could do, even if we were going to have a split, which we did. But I would expect to see a pretty decent spike in price ideas for the September barge acetone contract and spot pricing in the truck and rail market as well.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. If you'd like to read more about the acetone market, visit ICIS.com for all the latest news and coverage of the chemical industry. And don't forget to tune in next week for our next podcast.